called to evil and is in that sauce he can eat. He is allowed not to eat it. If so, Maisa Shabbos should also be Yosem Ediraisa. So, Tiyachtu Lechohu, it's something that's also. Rashi says, Gurna Mavashal B'Shabbos. If somebody cooks on Shabbos, doesn't have Eiro, it should be Yosem to eat that meat. It should be Yosem of any Yid to eat that meat from this lav of the Tercha called to evil. So, we should ask in the Maisa Shabbos Litzah, the Tiyachtu Lechohu. As the Morah says, no, I'm a Kor, the Pasuk says, yes, special Zayas Kosov, Ki Kaidish Shulachem. The Vedashin, he kodesh, v'yein maaseh kodesh. Only Shabbos itself has kedusha to it, but not maaseh. If you cook up on Shabbos, you do a maaseh Shabbos, that has no kedusha. That does not put an issur upon the food. So here's a special gzeras kosev that maaseh Shabbos is not also midiraisa. All right, we'll stop here. You were holding daf kuf tes vov meralef on top. Again, last shaila was. Elamiyatir so Maisa Shabbos listen through. If you dash in the posik of Loisoichal Kol Tueva, if we dash in Kosher Tiaftlach or anything that's also Midiraisa, it's Tueva, it's disgusting. There's love not eat it. If so, why don't I say Maisa Shabbos? Meaning if you overwon the Lamatas Melachas on Shabbos, let's say you cooked food on Shabbos, so listen so, it should be also eat it then. Lolomis, not only on Shabbos, even after Shabbos, for anybody, for any Jew, it should be also eat it. But we have to look, he did something disgusting, he didn't have error with it, by cooking up this food on Shabbos. And we know, not like that, that it's only Yosem with the Rabbonim, but with the rice you'll not eat it. Samara says, on Makro, the Pasuk says, Ki Kodesh Hilochem, that we darshan, he Kodesh, means Shabbos is Kodesh. There's only Kedush in this about the Yom Shabbos itself. And therefore we dash in v'yein ma'aseh ha-kodesh, but an action of malocha that you did on Shabbos does not become kedusha. Meaning to say, if you cook food on Shabbos, you're still allowed to eat it, it does not become kodesh. Only the yom of Shabbos is kodesh, not the ma'aseh. So therefore, it's like a gzeras ha-kostev that the ma'aseh Shabbos is still mutter b'achilo. Now the Gemara's question still, chayrish b'shor v'chamor, if somebody plows a field with a shor and a chamor, is over lav. Now, let it be chosh, you can't plow together with a shorn chamor, or else for chosim pipor v'dashpo. When a person is threshing his wheat, so he has a cow, and he chosim pipor, he muzzles up the mouth, which is also allowed. You're not allowed to muzzle up the mouth of an animal when it's doing work for you. So let's say somebody does these two averis. Also, listasar, it should be yosa then teat from that plowing or from that threshing, it should be yosa teat the tefuah that grows. Why? Because it's called you did something mean, you did something disgusting here. You're over love. So if you hold the postic says Loisocha Kol Tueva, that's why you're saying Basa B'chol B'zasa B'achila, these things should also be Yasa B'achila. And we know these things are Mutu B'achila. Samara says no. Hashta, it's like this. Omar Shabbos the Chamira. Maiseh Mutorim Madoch by Shabbos, if you cook food on Shabbos, that you're over Chiv Skila. You're over Mechiv Misa, if you do it. And still, the Maiseh's Mutorim, still you don't eat that food. If so, honey, these Averas are only allowed by Yamo, Lekol Shechein, that for sure, by Bosa, by Chor, Shor, Chamor, or Chorisim Piporo, that you'll not eat from what grows out of it. So Rashi speaks out, even though before we dashed in that Bosa, Becholiv is also, so how come these things here are Muta? So the answer is, Rashi says that Bishtem by Basa Becholev, that's a Svara, because that's the goof of the Issa. Because Basa Becholev, you mamish cook the milk and the meat together, that is the Issa. But Harisha, it's not the actual Harisha that's being also. You want what grows out of it. Rosh Chosim P also. It's not the actual Chasima that you're having Hano from. It's from the Disha, from the Tfua. So that's like not directly from the Aver itself. Therefore, this we learn now from Shabbos, that what comes out of it is not Kodesh. But Bosa Becholev, that's the goof of the Aveir itself, that tak is also teed from the Pasuk of Loisocha Kol Tueva. Now the Gemara says, but still, Klai Zeroyim Lissasur, when you grow Klaiim Bezeroyim, different type of vegetables together, that there it's mamish the goof of the Aveir, and eating it, so why isn't it also teed it? Klai Zeroyim should be also. To Tiavtu Lechohu, because it's a mis, it's something in Avera. Samar says, no. Hamid de Golarachmona Gar Beklai Akerim. Since the Pasuk says, by Klai HaKerem, we grow Klai Min the Kerem in the vineyard next to the grapes, the other Pasuk says, Pentaktish Pentukereish, that don't do it because it become Kaddish and have to burn it, so that's also Bachila. Who didn't suffer by Novosun see? But I call upon a Mechlal, the Klai is Royim Shari. Mashma, if you grow Klaim in this Royim, stand vegetables one next to another, even though you overlap, but you'll not eat it, there's no Avera in eating it. But the Mor still asks, Viema, why don't I say, Klai Kerem Asurin, Bein Biachila, Bein Bano, Enechanami. Klai Kerem, things that grow in the Kerem, that's also from this Pasuk Pentukdash, Pentukareish, you'll have to burn it, it's also both Bachila and even Bahano. That's the big, only Klai is Roy, only Klai Kerem is also Bano. But maybe Klai is Roy and Bachila Asir Bano Shari, but maybe Klai is Roy, Mitzvah Teet. True, it's Mutta Bano, it was only by Klai Kerem, the Pasuk says, Tukareish, you have to burn it. But maybe Klai is Roy, Mitzvah Bachila, why? From the Pasuk of Kol Tueva. Tzmora says no, Tzmora said that Iskush leklai behema. Tzmora said that Klai is Royim is Hukish leklai behema. Tzmora, the Pasuk says, Behem tachol asabir klayim, so tachol asizra klayim. Tzmora is the same Pasuk, it says one next to another. Yenala Rabbi Marbiya mate two different types of animals together, and they can't plant Royim in your field. Says, so ma behem tachol, just like if you mate two animals together. Even though you did an Avera, the kid that comes out is Mutav Achilam. The same thing by field when you plant Zeroyim, what comes out of the client's Royim is Mutav Achilam. So this is a special limud, even though it's a Tueva, here it still remains Mutav Achilam. Now the Gemara asks, but how do we know if you mate two different types of animals together that the kid that comes out is muta b'achila? Maybe also, since you did an avera by mating it together, being obviously a klayim, maybe the kid is also b'achila. Samara says no. Midios derachmona klayim l'gvoya. Since it's a special pasuk to say that an animal that's from klayim, it's also for korbin. Rashi says the tanya will dash in the pasuk shorai kesav yeis plad l'klayim. Says so. Michlal the Gemara says here it's a proof. The lehed yishori, that for normal person, he's allowed to eat it. That klayim is mutter for normal person, only for a korban is it also. Now the Gemara still is. If so, oisav yes benoi lissasor, if you shech the mother today, and then you shech the kid today also, so you're over love, it should be yosa to eat the kid. Why? Because you should be over love of kol tueva, loisach of kol tueva, it should be yosa bachila. The Gemara answers no. The Gemara says, since the Torah says a korban that's a mechusas man, that's not fit to be brought today, which really that's the avera voice of yes benoi. It's a mechusas man today, you can't bring it. So the Torah says that's also to be brought for korban, such an animal. Mechlal, that's approved to lehed yichari, that for a normal person, for head yitak, it's muta, an animal that's a mechusas man. Meaning to say, even if you shech voice of yes benoi the same day, still you'll not eat from that shita. Now the Gemara says, Shaluach HaKan Lissasar, in a case where somebody took the mother chicken, the mother bird, off its nest, off the eggs, which is Navera, Torah says, now I'll take the mother. Let's say somebody took the mother, he's over love. The Torah says now, Shalach, you have to send it away. So the person sends away the mother, why don't I say that mother now, it's also Tidit. Because since you did an Avera by taking away the mother from off the kids, or from off the eggs, it should be also teach the mother now. And we now know you just have to send it away, but you'll not eat it. Sigmara says, Le'omru Torah Shaleach Le'takola. That's a svara. The Torah wouldn't give a mitzvah to send away this mother, and it's really Yasa Vachila. Because then you're calling the takola, you're calling a mishappening for people. Like whoever later will find that bird, they're not going to realize that it's also, and they'll come to eat it. So you bring the takola to them. So that's a svara. Since the Torah tells you to send away this bird, that pshita, this bird, is still muta b'achila. So far we're coming out, the only thing we have also from this lav of the circle called Tueva is bosa b'cholof. Now the Gemara says, Amar Resh Lakish, minayin lebosa b'cholof sh'osa. How do I know to say that it's also? Bosa b'cholof is also b'achila. How do we know to say that it's also? The Torah only says, like sevasho gedi b'chalei v'imoy. So how do we know to say that it's also teat? So Tamalem, the Pasuk says, al toichlu mimenu no uvoshel mavushel. It says by Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach when it's cooked up or when it's raw. So it says over here, shein tamad loyme mavushel. The word mavushel is extra. Joshua said, al toichlu mimenu no uvoshel. Don't eat from the Korban Pesach when it's raw or when it's cooked up. What's the extra lashon of mavushel? So ma tamad loyme mavushel. Why is it supposed to say the word mavushel? Loyme comes to teach us like this. That yesh lecha bishul achar shukizeh. There's another type of a bishul that's also like this. So lema comes to tell us that yesh lecha bishul achar shukizeh v'yezezeh. What other type of bishul is also awesome? That's bosa becholov. So Rashi says shasa bechilukizeh. So Rosh Lakish says learn out from Korban Pesach that just like if you cook up a Korban Pesach, it's also teat the meat. Who adin if you cook up a bosa becholov, it's also teat from the meat. Now, all Malay Rabbi Yechonah, Tabi Yechonah, it says back to Rosh Lakish, Ku'u Rezu.